The most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Former governor of Florida, Jeb Bush.
Doug Wright.
We win when our message is hopeful and optimistic. When we apply conservative principles to help everybody rise up, not just those that have already made it.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Wow. When I think of where we were just 1 hour ago, we had just concluded a conversation with Rob Bishop. Rob Bishop was just getting ready to walk into the very meeting that we have all been focused on today when we thought that the first really major step toward coming up with the next Republican Speaker of the House would be accomplished. And I had just asked Rob Bishop about several different scenarios that could occur, and he said,
everything is possible.
Everything is possible. I don't think many people anticipated this.
This will be our best step foot, footstep for...
May I mess up? You said at 8 a.m. that you were going to run for the speakership. Why change at noon? What happened those 4 hours?
You know, we had our conference, and there's calls into the district. I don't want making voting for speaker a tough one. I don't want to go to the floor and win with 220 votes. I think the best thing for our party right now is that you have 247 votes on the floor.
Instead of the 220, Jason Chaffetz is speaking right now. Let's join that in progress.
A lot of deep souls searching, and we'll see what happens. So,
are you still a candidate?
Yes. I said that I would support the nominee on the floor, but we don't yet have a nominee. So the fact that it's delayed, I will continue to campaign. Yeah, absolutely.
I
think we have a lot of internal fracturing that's happened, and we need to figure out a way to unite the party. That's what Kevin McCarthy wants to do. It's what I want to do, and I think that's what John Boehner wants to do.
So,
yeah.
Yes. So there's already a lot of talk coming out of this conference, as you know, about temporary caretakers who will take the reins for 2 months. Why is that not a good idea? Why should they elect a long-term speaker?
I think the conference has to unite behind a plan, and we'll have those discussions in the coming weeks, but ultimately we're trying to build consensus here that can get us to the numbers and get us back to the work that we were all elected to do. So we'll continue along those lines. So thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Amazing. Just amazing. Earlier this morning on Channel 5, I was asked a little bit about Jason Chaffetz and his chance. And I said, and you know, Mike Lee said this yesterday when we talked with Mike Lee. He said, you know, I got to know Jason Chaffetz very well, and he joked about the fact that he had been his chauffeur when Chaffetz had a broken foot when he was the chief of staff for Governor Huntsman, and Mike Lee would actually pick him up. And at that time, the chief of staff, Jason Chaffetz, could feel a little more comfortable. He would sit in the back seat. So we were having a little bit of a laugh about that. But Mike Lee said, I've learned never to count Jason Chaffetz out. And boy, I'll tell you, I have learned that lesson too. When I first heard rumblings that he was going to run against Chris Cannon, and he was polling at 3 or 4%. 3 or 4%. Everybody thought that the next person who would be in our third congressional district seat would either be Mr. Cannon himself or it would be Dave Leavitt. But oh no, oh no, it was Jason Chaffetz. And wow. And then when I heard, well, you know, he's kind of got his hat in the ring and he's doing a little polling to see if there might be a chance he could be the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. And I thought, nah, I don't think so. Well, he's chairman of the House Oversight Committee. And when I heard rumblings that he might throw his hat in the ring, remember he told us last week that he would not. He said it was a bridge too far. I talked to him a couple of days ago, and he said, we'll go for it. But he openly said, I know this is a long shot. And he mentioned Daniel Webster from Florida as well. And boy, here we are. Here we are. And has the stage been set for Mr. Speaker Jason Chaffetz, one of the first people I thought of. And again, we're scrambling to get members of our delegation, but they, I mean, it's kind of chaos mode back there, certainly in the House right now. Kirk Jowers was one of the first names that came to mind, not only for his political background and acumen, but his time at the Hinckley Institute of Politics, but also a very close relationship with those in our delegation, including Jason Chaffetz. And so, Kirk, what's your take on this? Holy cow, is he the luckiest guy on the planet, or is he the most brilliant?
It's funny. I was just emailing my colleagues at doTERRA and said he may be the luckiest and smartest man on earth.
Boy, I've never seen anything quite like it.
He's you know, the one thing you have to give Jason from the start was, one, he was the first guy that I heard anywhere, any pundit, any representative, who said McCarthy would easily win the Republican vote, but you need 218 to become Speaker, and that's just not going to happen for him. He knew that, and that was why it made sense for him to take a shot at it. And then the other thing that that he's been pretty consistent on was a Speaker has to speak, and I think when you were talking about your timeline, I think he wasn't really thinking about running until McCarthy just so completely blew that Benghazi comment.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Just breathtaking.
The worst possible time to really prove what people were already worried about you, that you aren't up to the job. And at that moment, I know a lot of people encouraged Representative Chaffetz to, that we need someone who can speak, someone who can get out there and not blow it. And the combination of those two things compelled him into the race, and of course now we see a real chaotic experience back there.
We are hearing, as we make the phone calls back, especially in the House, that it is really quite unique there at this moment. Kirk, do you have a couple of seconds? Can you stay with us through a break?
Absolutely.
I would love to tap into more of your expertise, and we'll also be talking with Representative Mia Love. So we will be chatting with all of our special guests here on The Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. Stay